Good Christians, all both great and small, I pray you lend an ear and listen with attention while the truth I will declare. When you hear this lamentation, 'twill cause you to weep and wail about the suffocation in the mines of Avondale. On the 6th day of September, 1869, those miners all then got a call to go work in the mine. But little did they think that death would soon prevail before they would return again from the mines of Avondale. The woman and their children, their hearts were filled with joy to see their men go to their work, likewise every boy. But a dismal sight and broad daylight soon made them turn pale when they saw the breaker burning o'er the mines of Avondale. From here and there and everywhere they gathered in a crowd, some tearing off their clothes and hair and crying out aloud, "Get out our husbands and our sons, that he's going to steal their lives away without delay in the mines of Avondale." But all in vain, there was no hope one single soul to save, for there is no second outlet from this subterranean cave. No pen can write the awful fright and horror that prevail among those dying victims in the mines of Avondale. A consolation then was held, 'twas asked who'd volunteer for to go down this dismal shaft to seek their comrades dear. To Welshmen brave without dismay and courage without fail went down the shaft without delay in the mines of Avondale. When at the bottom they arrived and thought to make their way, one of them died for want of air, while the other in great dismay, he gave a sign to hoist him up, to tell the dreadful tale, that all was lost forever in the mines of Avondale. Every effort then took place to send down some fresh air. The men that next went down again, they took of them good care. They traversed through the chambers, and this time did not fail in finding those dead bodies in the mines of Avondale. 67 was the number that in a heap were found. It seemed that they were bewailing their fate underneath the ground. They found the father with his son, clasping his arms so pale. It was a heart-rending scene in the mines of Avondale. Now to conclude and make an end, their number I'll pin down. 110 old straight brown men were smothered underground. They're in their graves till this last day. Their widows may bewail, and the orphans cry, they rend the skies all around through Avondale.